Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's really like bringing the best of all worlds together. You go to the mall and we don't have time to shop at every store. We bring a sample of every store and boutique and department store that's in the area all to one place. And there's all different sizes and styles. We have women shopping from age 16 to literally 90.
That's Jesse Wrench, one of the founders of Divine Consign. What is Divine Consign? It's a one-of-a-kind, unique shopping experience that is going to save you a ton of money on name brand clothes. And it's coming to Milwaukee next week. Keep listening for more details.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
So it's Milwaukee's largest consignment event for women. I'm a huge fan of this. I have shopped the sale. I have also consigned clothes and accessories and shoes at the sale. And some of you may not have heard about it yet, which is why I brought in one of the founders, Jesse Wrench, who happens to be married to my second cousin. I just want to add that. She reached out to me on Facebook and said, hey, our sale's coming up next week. Let's talk about it. And I agree. Jesse, why have we not ever sat down to the podcast and talked about this?
I have no idea, because I always see you at the sales and I'm always excited, and I know you are and everybody around us. And I forget that there's people that actually don't know about this.
Well, and it's happening September 26th through the 29th, Zufari Conference Center. There's three this fall. Then there's another one happening October 17th through the 20th. That's at Oakwood Church in Heartland.
Correct.
And then back at the Zufari Conference Center, November 7th through the 10th. And I have told people, when I've shopped this sale, people that shop the sale are not only just consigners, but people just interested in getting high-end name brand clothes at a discounted price. I cannot believe the finds. I mean, Coach, Seven for Mankind jeans, Page jeans. I mean, it's unbelievable what you get at these sales.
It's really like bringing the best of all worlds together. You go to the mall and we don't have time to shop at every store. We bring a sample of every store and boutique and department store that's in the area all to one place. And there's all different sizes and styles. We have women shopping from age 16 to literally 90.
Well, and I have a lot of friends that have had babies. So they are excited about a maternity section that you've had at these sales too, because you only wearing these clothes for a couple weeks. You buy it, and then what do you do with it?
Right.
You consign it.
Maternity is so great too. And now women wear a lot of different things for maternity. So you're able to get those transitional pieces, whether you're early pregnant, you're post-pregnancy, losing a little weight, in between sizes. There's always something, and it's always affordable. So that's the best part about it.
Well, how did this all come about? Because you founded this with your really good friend, Jessica. So there's Jesse and Jessica, and they're both married to John's. So figure that out when you all hang out, what that's like with those conversations. Where did this idea come from?
You know, Jessica and I both have a background in events. To be honest, I've never worked retail in my life. Obviously love clothes because I'm a woman. And I worked for years. My kids came along. I stopped working. I had all these extra things in my closet. What are you going to do? And then you're found at home. You want to challenge yourself. You want to do something that you feel like you're giving back and still a little working, but something flexible. And Jessica and I decided, hey, maybe people might like this. And 9 years later, people are still lined up every sale for these great deals.
Yes. And you have now limited the people that can consign because it fills up so quickly. Am I right?
Like, it
you can
does.
Only consign one
sale per season. This way, each sale, we have different consigners, different merchandise. People think that maybe we move stuff from sale to sale. Absolutely not. There are 350 brand new consigners at every sale, brand new merchandise. It always keeps the shoppers coming back and gives you a fresh selection of items every time you come to the sale.
And I kind of compare it to, when I tell my friends about it, what it's like if you go to a Marshalls or like a TJ Maxx, where come in comfortable clothes.
Because
you're going to be digging through all the racks and bring a reusable shopping bag. I always bring my own. I have this giant one. It's one of those IKEA bags.
Yep.
These giant bags, because you can just throw items in there. Then you go into the fitting room, you try them on, and you have awesome volunteers that are there to put the items back for you. But you are hunting, like you're hunting for these items. So don't go all dressed up. I made the mistake one time doing that, and I'm like, all right, now I'm sweating, and I'm in a dress. Like, you got to come ready to hunt.
You really do. And the tips I always give shoppers, wear a cami, because you are always trying things on, and maybe a quick try on if the lines are long. Come with your hands free. Put your credit card in your pocket. Leave your coat in the car. Grab a friend, because there's always a need for a second opinion, right?
Yeah.
And make sure there's plenty of time. People come in and say, oh, I've got 20 minutes, and they leave disappointed because they got through a tenth of the sale.
Yeah.
So, and really come in with a shopping list too. We have everything. We have activewear, we have outerwear, we have dresses. If you've got a special occasion coming up, a vacation, there's even great accessories and jewelry. People just have no idea the realm of items that we do have. So come in knowing what you need to look for too, because it'll be there.
Let's talk first about the perspective of someone that's consigning. Now, this next sale coming up next week, it's already full. You can't consign, but you can sign up for the next sales. As a consigner, this is really neat. You get to name the price.
Yes.
You go on the website, you register, then you get these tags that you print off, and you decide what you want to price your item at. You also can decide if you want your item to go half price or not, which I strongly encourage. I made the mistake the first time of not pricing things to sell, because in my head, I'm like, well, I know I spent $60 on this jacket and I wore it twice, so I want to sell it for $45. Well, people are coming looking for a deal. I found that when I tried to reconsign that jacket, if I priced it down at like $30, it went right away.
Absolutely.
And don't you agree?
Like, yes, you have to price to sell. People always, I think that's the most frustrating thing for consigners, is because they don't know how to price the items, especially if you haven't been to the sale before. I always say, what would you pay for this? This is obviously a used item. It's in good condition.
Yeah.
It's got more life. It's still in fashion. But you cannot get wrapped up with what you spent on it. There's so many discount stores now, outlets, things like that. People want a good deal, and you're going to be happier in the long run because you want it out of your closet anyway.
Yes.
It's there for a reason.
Exactly.
So price it to sell. Consigners are always happy. The great thing, too, is you get a check 2 weeks after the sale. It's a really quick turnaround.
I know. How are you so quick at sending us these checks?
We have these magic wands that we just wave over things.
I cannot believe it. And we're going to get to what the breakdown is of how you can make money at the sale and how you can make more money if you volunteer. But when the items, again, you decide, do you want it to go to half price or not? You also can decide if the item doesn't sell, if you want the item back.
Yes.
Or it can be donated. Can you talk a little bit about where you donate those items, Jesse?
Yes, we actually work with a lot of different organizations. Every sale season, actually, people come to us with new groups because we have a lot of great pieces at the end of these sales. We've worked with great organizations like Alverno and Children's Hospital and Dress for Success programs. We are always looking for more places to reach out to, but all of the items that people do not want to pick up after the sale, we find excellent homes for them. Even if it means taking prom dresses to one place, scarves to one place, coats to one place, we find great homes for all these donations. And the women in around Milwaukee really appreciate these donations.
And what are some of the items that you're looking for? Because when I come in and drop off my items, you and your volunteers go through each item individually, and sometimes you'll get items back. Can you explain why you give some items back to people and why you don't accept them compared to others? So people that are thinking about consigning in the future know what to look for.
Sure. And I'll address this fall too, because we are full for the first sale. And so the sales in October, November are just going to be seasonal. So you're going to want to leave all those florals and linens and sandals behind. We won't be accepting anything like that because obviously we're getting ready for winter. We're going to be looking for winter pieces. We do accept all brands because honestly, we all love all brands. So we do accept all brands, want things to be current, want things to be well taken care of, you know, free of stains, that kind of thing. But we have such a variety of shoppers that we do really have a huge assortment of different items. So if something's giving back to you, it's either a seasonal or a damaged piece.
And no metal hangers.
No wire hangers, please.
No, none of those wire hangers. When you finally made that rule, I was so excited. Because as someone that was shopping the sale, the items fall off those hangers and then you have items on the floor. And if you're a consigner trying to sell, you don't want to see your item laying on the floor. And it's hard to come sometimes for volunteers to keep up with all of that. But those wire hangers were the devil,
Jesse. They're the worst. They're the worst.
They are.
We really do try to make it feel like you're in a store. I mean, it's more like a boutique experience.
Yes.
I mean, the area is, I mean, if you come in, some people are so surprised. It actually feels like you're in a store. It's by area. It's by size. It's even by color in most sections. So you really can go to specific places for exactly what you're looking for.
And that's why Jesse went back to, I want to mention how you said, come with a list. Let's say you're saying, I need a black dress or I need a black sweater. It will be that organized that you can do that.
Yes.
And it makes shopping the sale a lot easier. But it is like a boutique. I mean, you even get certain racks where, like, if you have a local boutique that donated clothes to this, you'll have that store labeled there.
Yes.
And if you like, if you're a fan of that store, you know to go to that rack.
For instance, people love Lululemon now, right? Lots
yes.
of people are all about Lululemon. We have usually 2 to 3 full racks of Lululemon to start the sale. We have a Banana J. Crew section. We have a Chico section. We have the Divine Favorite section, which if you haven't stopped there, you should. It's all of our local boutique brands, Nordstrom, Anthropologie. Everything that we love, can't always afford, great prices, and sometimes just those unique pieces that you've just never seen before, maybe brands you've never seen before.
And I honestly, and I sound like I'm totally drinking the Divine Consign Kool-Aid here, which I am. There have been so many times I have either found jewelry or a pair of shoes from your sale that people ask me, where is that from? And I look at them and say, I don't know. I just bought it from the Divine Consign sale because I like going to that sale to look for those unique pieces.
It's the best.
Because some of those unique pieces are only trendy for a little while that I don't want to spend that much money on it in the stores, but then I find it at the sale.
Yes.
But even like sunglasses.
Everything. My favorite thing to find there are dresses because, you know, we all get invited to those last minute fundraisers or a wedding or a party and you're like, oh, I can't go. I don't have nothing to wear. Oh, I have always got something to wear.
Yeah.
Because the dresses and the jewelry, and I even have a great fur coat that I've only wore twice, but I got it for $75 at the sale. And it is stunning. I get pet. People want to try it on.
And you spend barely anything on
nothing,
it.
Nothing. Nothing. It's just, I think you have to go in there with a list, but you also have to think outside the box. Oh, this is great, but when am I going to wear it? Well, it's $15 and it's a fabulous dress. When you get invited somewhere, you have something to wear.
And you could say it was only $15. I wore it one time.
Yes. And everyone there is going to say, where did you get this? And you're going to say Divine Consign.
And that's also what is good to think about too as a consigner. Those dresses, maybe you've stood up in a wedding or maybe your daughter had a prom dress or something, still a really nice piece, but won't wear again. This is the kind of sale that you want to think about. Now let's talk about how you get paid and volunteering because
sure.
there's a percentage of what you get back based on when you consign, right?
Absolutely, yes. When you consign, you earn a base of 60%, and that is just tagging your items, dropping them off, leaving, never coming back again. We do have volunteers, which actually make the wonderful world of Divine Consign go round, and they earn an additional percentage for volunteering. You can earn up to 75%. There's even some shifts where you can waive a fee, and I will have to say that our volunteers are like family. They really are like family. We've had some of the same volunteers literally for the 9 years that I've been doing this, and they hug each other when they come in. Everyone's excited to see each other. Sometimes we're talking more than we should be working, but we're having fun. But it is just, it's such a family. And I know that seems cheesy to say, but if you've ever thought of volunteering, and you can actually volunteer for gift certificates too. That's something that people don't always know about. Some people say, well, I just donate my clothes or I don't have a lot of things to sell, but I love the idea of volunteering. You can volunteer for 4 hours, earn a $20 gift certificate to shop.
That's fantastic.
Which is also really fun because not everyone has clothes to sell every season, but they still want to be a part of it. People do this and they really do enjoy it, whether it's the shopping piece or volunteering or earning extra money.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of different ways to be involved. And these are great women involved in this organization.
And as a former volunteer, because I volunteered at the sale, you do make more money back, which is fun. Everyone that's there comes with a really fun attitude because we're there because we want to be there. We're not there because we have to. And there's this energy about it. I mean, it is wild when you go to the preview sale, if you have access to the preview sale and the consigners do, so you get access to it before the public does. It's like, oh my gosh, okay, get your bag, go to your section. I'm looking for jeans, go get your dress. But like everyone is in such a good mood because we're all there to shop and we're saving a ton of money on really great items.
What's not fun about great deals? I think that's the thing is the energy is so high all week because there's always someone finding something who's so excited. So even if we're tired or it's been a long day or haven't eaten and you see someone and they are so excited to find the best jeans they've ever had or the best little black
yep.
dress and everyone just gets happy about different things. So it's hard to not be happy there all the time. It really is.
Well,
it's
and I
contagious.
Always tell people when I tell my friends about it and they shop it for the first time, I give them a guarantee. I said, I guarantee you will find at least one item. And
absolutely.
They always leave with so much more.
Every time.
I have a Burberry scarf from your sale, $20.
Wow.
Right? Like
yes,
legit
wow.
Burberry. It had their certificate, everything. It was real. It was $20.
Yes.
It's insane. So if you go to this sale, and I hope you do, you will definitely find at least one piece. And maybe you'll think about consigning your own clothes. Because when can people start to sign up for the other sales this fall.
Registration is open now for our October, November sales, but I will have to say both of them are very close to being full.
Okay.
The sales typically fill up and we have up to sometimes 200 people on a wait list.
Isn't that incredible?
So it is something that definitely, if you are interested in doing, I would consider looking into it sooner rather than later. We do have sales each fall and spring. So maybe if you're looking in your closet and think, I have more sundresses and shorts to sell, maybe look at our spring dates. You can go to our website and see those. And we're always at two locations in Milwaukee and in Heartland.
So, yeah, that kind of covers the territory, yeah, too, by being in those two locations.
Absolutely.
And it's divineconsignsale.com, which I will link up at 991themix.com. If you go to the media zone on our page, on that tab, just click 50 Shades of K, and then you'll link up to this interview here, and it'll be divineconsignsale.com. But if you are thinking about putting some clothes aside, might be a good idea to shop the sale first. Since,
yes,
we know this first sale, you can't consign. You could see how people label their items. That will give you a lot of good tips. But you also offer, Jesse, on your website, a lot of good tips of how you should label your shoes, and you should put your jewelry piece in a plastic bag and make sure the price is on there. I mean, those,
yes,
are helpful tips.
We do even have open houses before each sale for those new consigners who have questions. We understand there's a lot to deal with, and so we do. We have samples, but I do highly recommend coming to the sale because the pricing is also something that is difficult for people. You can see the pricing and everything that we offer. People come and they say, oh, I didn't think about my hats and scarves, or I didn't think about belts.
Right.
So I think,
yes,
you come and you realize, oh, I need to dig in that closet or underneath that bed or maybe into that bin before you come. So that too helps.
It's a feel-good feeling to get your closet kind of cleaned out and organized. Always fun to buy new items. But also, if you choose to donate those items too, I find I used to get items back. Now I'm to the point when I consign with you, just take them. Either somebody buy them or donate them. And do you do anything with receipts or anything like that? I can't remember for like
actually,
tax.
Yep, the different organizations that we give to, we always have a receipt there. So for people say, oh, I usually just like to do it for my tax deductions, you do that as well. So you,
okay,
can sell the items, you can donate. We do have receipts. We kind of cover all bases.
And your technology is so great now. Back in the day when I was first consigning, I had to keep track of everything that I was giving you. Now all those items are registered on your page, on your account when you sign up, which is really smart because then you can keep track of everything.
It's so nice. Everyone has their own barcode, so you're able to look up after the sale, know usually by the Saturday night that it's over exactly what you sold, how much you're going to be getting a check for. It's really exciting to see that.
It is. So Divine Consign, I will see you at the sale. I always pop in.
Oh, I know. I'll
Not
see
just
you.
Because Jesse is family, but because the sale is just such a great idea. And let me ask you this. Have you had anyone else across the country reach out to you and Jessica to try to implement this in their neck of the woods?
It's so funny. We have been contacted about this for years and everyone asks us, oh, you should franchise. You should go here. You should go there. To be honest, we love so much what we do here that we don't want to change a single thing. We just want to be here for our community, for our shoppers, for our consigners, making the best sale every season that we can make. And we know by expanding and going all over the place, it's just going to make this not what we want it to be and what it always has been.
And it might not make it as special.
Yes.
Because it really is a special.
It really is a unique shopping experience that we take a lot of pride in and that we really enjoy. And at the end of the day, we're doing this as a balance with our families. When we're not at Divine Consign, we are full-time moms, going to sports, going on vacations, doing homework. So that is so important to us, this work-life balance.
Yeah.
So we have found Divine Consign is just the best of both worlds for us, too.
And are you guys on social media also?
We are. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. All right. And we'll link all that up also at 991themix.com. Divine Consign. Maybe I'll see you shopping the sale. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Thanks.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.